Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Omar Loi, the Baal Din, says to the other fellow, remember that neither one of them has to submit to the authority of something that's not a proper Bezdin. The Bezdin has to be a Bezdin of Smuchim. The Bezdin has to be a Bezdin of Dayonim Ksherim, and Edim Ksherim. Now what happens, let's say, the two parties agree to be Mizdayin in front of Edim that are not necessarily of the highest caliber. So let's see the cases. Omaloi Nemun Olai Abba. He's saying, your father, my father, even though they're Psulim to be Mizdayin, we didn't learn yet the Psulim, but everybody knows that a father is a Korev. So Reuven's not Mechuyiv to listen to a Din Torah, to submit to a Din Torah by Shimon's father, he's Psulim. But he says, Nemun Olai Abba. Nemen olai avicha, your father, my father. Nemen olai shloisha roi bokor. We're talking about three, the uncomplimentary terms the Chazal use is three roi bokor, three shepherds that are certainly becheska samaratzim, they're certainly not mumchim l'rabim and dayonim that are hagunim. Remei oimer, yochel lachzaboy, bachom oimrim eni yochel lachzaboy. Seems like there's some level where they could be mekabel. They could be mekabel to have a psak din from somebody who's not roy. Says Reb Meir that the Baal Din could always pull out, and he could say, obviously, he's going to do it more eagerly if he lost. And he's going to say, yeah, no, I'm not mekabel him as a dayan. Now, the Gemara adds one detail which makes a lot of sense. Reb Meir is talking to Yochel Lachzaboy on the nitva. Remember, the Teveya over here is trying to get $100 from the Nitva. He claims the Nitva banged into his car. So, Remeir says, Yochel Lachzaboy, the Nitva was Mekabel, the Nitva lost the Din Torah, and now he says, you know what, I changed my mind, I'm not paying you the $100. I'm not Mekabel Yen Epsak Din. So he good. The money's beyond it. You can't force him to be Mekabel and to carry out the Psak that was said, even after the Gemara Din. However, the other way, let's say the Teveya was Teveya $100 and the Dayan was the Dayan not of his choosing and they're passing against the Teveya and the Teveya says, you know what, I'm Chayz, I'm going to a different Torah. As soon as these Shloisha Reya Boker or Abba Vavicha paskin that the money belongs to the Nitva is not Mechuyiv to go to another Bezin. So any Yochel Lachzaboy or according to Remei Yochel Lachzaboy, Blamaisa, that's it, the money belongs to the Nitva. L'maisa the Chacham hold no. Once you mekabel the din, once they paskin. The way Chazal say it is, the way the Gemara says it is that once the psak is there, it's kiviyochel the person who lost the din Torah was moida that he owes the money. He's moida that he doesn't owe the money, whichever side it's on. Since he agreed to be mizdayin in front of that dayin, he's moida to the psak. However, if it's before the psak, it wasn't moide to a psak, so they could pull out. Now, what's important is bizman hazeh, we have very little recourse to force people to come to a specific bezdin. Again, if it's a bezdin in a town, a bezdin kavur, then you have to go. But if it's a random bezdin, we know, right? The tri-state area, there's a number of bate dinim. Reuven's tevei shim to that bezdin. Shim has to go to that bezdin. And they're not the bezdin that have the authority to force him. They're not him cheu rabim. They weren't appointed by the Reish Galusa. They're not Dayanim Mumchim that have smicha. So what is it? It's a bezdin. So Reuven and Shimon are only mechuyev to the psak only once they submit. So what are you going to have? Two people are going to come to a bezdin. Shimon sees that the winds are blowing against him, so he decides to pull out. What's the whole institution of bezdin would become bottle. So the Gemara and the Poskim add another very important din, which is the de facto din bizman hazeh, that as soon as the two parties are maskim to be mizdayin, what we try to do is we get them to sign a shtar boiris, or we get them to make a kinyan. When they make a kinyan, the halach is they will mekabel themselves the meshubid to the process, to the authority of that dayin, or those dayon. Hoyechayv l'chaveh shvua, similar idea of submitting to something which is shaloi kedin. The first is case where the due process mitzad those dayonim is not always galp na pialocha, still a person can be mechayiv himself. Hoyechayiv l'chaveh shvua means that Reuven is in a situation where Shimon was teveihim, and the one who's being teveh the shua says, Dorli, it's an obscure lashon of a shua, make a shua to me b'chayir ha'ishcha, make a shua on your own life. Now, a shua, generally speaking, the essence of a shua is to be ma'ames something, a piece of information that's in dispute with the Shem Hashem. So the one who's taking the shua has to say the Shem Hashem. That's why we don't make shuas b'zman hazeh, even in Bezin. Bezin will never administer an oath b'zman hazeh, because we don't take seriously enough, unfortunately, the Shem Hashem. Another detail is that a shvua between two parties has to be benikitas chayfetz. Benikitas chayfetz means he has to hold the sefer Torah or another davish of kedusha. So that gives the shvua the added chaymer. So over here, Reuven tells Shimon, you know what? Make me a shvua without benikitas chayfetz, without the Shem Hashem. Make it al chayi roishcha. Affirm the truth of what you're saying, and I accept that. Remei Oimer, Yochel Lach Zoboy. He could change his mind. He could say, nah, that wasn't a shvua. He says, what do you mean? I was nish about you. He says, that's not a real shvua. I said I would take it. I'm choyzer. The Chachamim, any Yochel Lach Zoboy. The Chachamim say that he can't be choyzer. It's the same achleik says before, except you have to add over here the same nekuda. We're not talking about the standard classic shvua, which is always that Reuven is Tevea Shimon. And always the nitva is the one mederaisa. There's only a shvua, shvuas haniftorim, not shvuas hanoitlam. A person can only make a shvua mederaisa to free himself from a tviya if he's a nitva. Over here we're talking about the few cases midrabonon where a teveya has to make a shvua. Teveya is nishba venoitl. So also by employers and employees and by certain cases of chavola and gzela. It's mishnah and shvuas in the seventh parak. Why do we have to be talking about that case? For the same reason. That Remeir's Yochel Lachzoboy can't be when the Nitva has to make a Shvua, because if the Nitva is told that his Shvua is Niskabel, Derli Chai Roshcha, as soon as he makes the Shvua, he's the same way if he won the Dinteri with Pasul Adayonim, it's done. It's only if the Shvua is on the other foot and the Teveya is the one who has to make the Shvua, so then Remeir would hold Yochel Lachzoboy, the same way we explained in the Reisha of the Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. We learned in the previous Mishnah that there are psulei edus, psulei dayonim. Who are the psulim? We're not talking yet about krovim. Over here we're talking about people that are psulim for any mode of behavior which makes them possible. The pasuk says, "Al toshes yodchayim rosha liyas eid chomos." So the Torah has over here a type of eid called an eid chomos. An eid chomos is a gazlan. Chamsonus is gzelo, like Am Pashas Nach. So somebody who's an outright gazlan can't be apostle, okay, is apostle Eidus. Besides for that, Chazal Darshan over here from the extra wording, Al Tosh is Yodcha im Rosha, the Leah said Chamis is onto its own. Yodcha im Rosha, somebody who has a din of a Rosha, also is apostle Eidus. Who is that? So the Mishnah doesn't bother listing off bona fide gazlonim. The apostle Eidus Mideraisa. The Mishnah lists off those that are noitel mamash alekadin, but it's a very nuanced, a very edler type of gzela. There's something about the mom that shalekadin, and therefore they're not posel Mideraisa, they're posel Midrabonon. That psul Midrabonon, the nafkimina is, the Gemara speaks out that apostle Midaraisa, as soon as he does the Averu, he becomes apostle. Apostle Midrabonon needs a separate paslus, bezn has to paslum, it has to be huchras bebezn. Here are the cases of edela lekichas mama that render a person apostle edus Midrabonon. Misachik bekuvio. Misachik bekuvio are people that gamble. Kuvio is a dice, that's where they gamble, they roll dice. So, such a person is considered a gazlan midrabbanan. You look at the Rav over here. The Rav says he's posel eidus because he's not misasik b'yeshuva shalaylam. The Gemara mentions also people that sit around and they're misachik b'kuvya instead of working for a living. They don't do anything productive. What they do is they sit and they gamble. That's how they make money. So, if they're not oisik not in terig mils chasodim and they're not oisik schayruv umnis umlocha sheish b'yeshuva shalaylam, that itself is a pasos. It's not clear. Is that a gazlan? Is somebody who's not considered a regular, honest person? Now, it happens to be that there's a machloikis in the Gemara. The other pshat in the Gemara, which the Rav does not bring, is the pshat that fits better with the way we explained, a type of netilas momen shaloi kedin midrabonon, The Gemara says that the problem of Masachik B'Kuvya is because when people gamble, the loser never expects to lose. That's why gambling is so addictive, is because the person always has the adrenaline thinking he's going to win. And even when he loses, he thinks he's going to win the next time. So Be'etzem, when he rolled the dice, he didn't commit Be'etzem to give the money to Yena. So it's like an Asmachta. We've had the concept of Asmachta, which means that whatever has come to give money, if such and such happens, then he'll give the money, is really an if-then situation. We had in the last parak in Sanhedrin, we've had in other places, and that really doesn't create a hischaivus moment, so the money is really being taken from him under iffy circumstances. It's not really a chiv, but lamaisa, he was mechayv, he does pay the money one time, he gets money one time, he takes money. So memela, because of that, he's considered somewhat of a gazlan derabbanan. That fits better with what we said, but even according to the other pshat, any oisik b'yishuv shalalim is also financially, he's not erlich a person. He doesn't put in an honest day's work. So memela, he's postulatus. That's a mesachik b'kuvya. Malva b'ribis, they're over. This is talking about either the malva or the loiva. Both of them are over an aloisa, say, of borrowing or lending money with ribis. The reason why the Mishnah says malva beribis is doesn't mean malva, the one who lends the money. It means milva haba beribis. The malva and the loiva are apostle manatayra because obviously financially they're not nemon on dinatayra. They're even on lavim b'furashim. They are psulim minatayra, psulim deraisa. However, there are types of ribis, avak ribis, which we learned about in the fifth parak of Bava Metzia, that the isur ribis on them is only midrabbanan. On that, the Mishnah has to say that even b'chiyai gamna, the psulim midrabbanan. That's what the Mishnah is adding over here. Mafriche yoinim is people that are engaged in races between yoinim. Today they would call it horse racing. Then it was mafriche yoinim. Again, because it's betting and gambling, it's psulim, like the Mishnah that we had before, Mesachik B'Kuvya. Others taina, look at the Gemara and Daf Chof Hei, the Rav brings, that there are those that taina, that the psul over here is not else the gambling Shabbat, but else the yoinim race from place to place, and people are zoiche and birds that come into their space without really being koina. So there's a lot of loose morals over here, biyachas to the momenis, and remember that's considered also a psagazlan. It's not, when he takes a yoina that was previously in somebody else's rishos, it's not gzeila mamish, because yena wasn't koina, but mipnei darke sholom midrabbanan, once it was in yena's space, yena is supposed to keep it, if it's in your space, you keep it. Samela, that playing with loose control, is also a form of gezel midrabbanan. Seicher eshvias are those that do business with peris of shvias. Peris of shvias is supposed to be hefka. Person goes out to his backyard, and he has a tree there, and a shmita, and he takes the fruit, and he sells them. So he's over an isid rabbanon. The isid l'chay derais of schirus. The Torah says that it's hefker. La'ochla v'loy l'schayr. L'chay, that's a violation of the din derais. But that he becomes apostle, like he has din of a gazam kilu, he's taking that which should be hefker. He's not really stealing from anybody. The fruit is hefker. He has to leave it. But he's taking away from that which is should be for Klal Yisrael. So remember, the seicher shvias also psulim mid rabbanon. Amr Rabbi Shimon, betchila hayu koyin oison oisvei shvias. Lechetchila, they included in this psul, edus and dayonis mid rabbanon, also those that gathered up peris of shvias, lav davka, that they had to be oisik and schoyru be peris shvias. They took it for themselves. Oisvei shvias were also included. Mishirabu anosim, when later, at a later tkufa than the Bayesheni, or even after Bayesheni, there were a lot of taxpayers that went around from the Roman government, or the end of Bayesheni, where the Romans had also their proxies in charge in Eretz Yisrael that would give a lot of taxes. So Memela, Chazal allowed Asifas Peres Shvias in order to pay these unjustified taxes, otherwise people would be forced into bankruptcy. Is Memela the only ones that apostle Chosu L'Kroisam? They Chazal said that only Seicher Shvias have that Psul Medirabona, not Oisvei Shvias. Am Rabbi Yehuda Emesai, Bizmain Shein Lem Umnis. He's talking about a Mesachach B'Kuvio. When is a Mesachach B'Kuvio Posel Eidus? Only when he doesn't have any other job Elohi. He's not Eisik B'Yeshuv Shalaylam, like we said before. Aval Yesh Lem Umanu Shalaylhi. But if he has another job, Ksherin. The fact that on the side he has a hobby and he does something that's a little bit narish and a little bit loose, morally, no, that doesn't make him Posel Eidus. It's only if that was his geshef, that's what he does, so that would be a problem. We'll just quote from the Arichus of the Rav that adds on to this Mishnah. Like we said, Bali Averu, Apostle Alts the Etzim Shem Rosh of Bali Averu. The Mishnah is not Mefaret, but the way the Rav brings from the Gemara, anybody who's over in Averu, the Rachman on Sunday, is Chayv Aleh Mrs. Bezdin, Oikorus, Oimalkus, is Apostle Eidus. Why? Because the Torah calls all of these a Rosh. The Pasuk, then the Sefer Bamidbar and Pashas Masei, Hashehu Rosh Alomus talks about Chavi Misa, Chavi Malkus, Bohoyim Bina Kaisa Rosha, Pasuk and Pasha Shoeftim, Al Toshas Yotchem Rosha, whoever's called a Rosha. Now, Lamais, if a person was over in Averi Rachman Sani, Gat Malkus, so there the Pasuk says, V'nikla Chicha Leinecho, Nasis Keo Chicha, and then he becomes, he's reinstated. If a person was a Gazlan, and he's a Rosha Dechomos, his Pasuk, so what does he have to do to get back his status as a kosher yid, the kosher a, the kosher dayin? He has to give back the money. The equivalent is anybody who was a balaveru, he was a mechal shabbos, he was a echin level, so trevis rachman al tzlan. He has to do tshuva. The tshuva has to be the lashon of the rishonim, which the rav brings. Im noida min yonim she'asu tshuva gemuru v'amomen shalokhu hechziruhu. That's by momen. And by Averus, also Siog v'Gedel la'atzma ba'isa dover shechotu ba'ishle yisifu la'soisi oid, that's considered a Baal Tshuva, and then he is reinstated as a kosher yid.